This is KNBA News. I'm Chirp Krause. A tribal lawsuit over herring in Sitka Sound boiled down to one question. Does the management of a commercial fishery still allow residents a reasonable opportunity to harvest enough spawn for subsistence? As KCAW's Robert Woolsey reports, attorneys on either side offered polar opposite views on the issue in Sitka Superior Court.
Both the Sitka tribe and the state have made cross motions for summary judgment in the case, with the tribe arguing that fisheries managers are failing to comply with the state's own regulations for the Sitka Sound sacro herring fishery spelled out in Alaska Administrative Code. Attorney Andrew Erickson spoke on behalf of the tribe. Although the venue for the case is Sitka, Erickson and the other counsel appeared before presiding judge Daniel Shalley in his courtroom in Juneau.
That's where we are now. We're filing a declaratory judgment asking this court to declare what the regulation means.
Erickson argued that the court needed to fill the gaps in statute to ensure that the law was followed. The state's position, since the case opened in 2018, is that the authority to implement fisheries regulations lies with the Alaska Board of Fisheries, not with the courts. Attorney Michael Stanley represents the Southeast Herring Conservation Alliance, an intervener in the case on behalf of the state. Stanley argued that the Sitka tribe was bypassing the board process and hoping to catch a break in the courts.
The notion that the board has failed to take a hard look at the issues involving these fisheries is absurd, frankly. Now, counsel for the tribe know this. So they did what any team of lawyers zealously representing their clients would do. They cast about for a hook with which to snag some relief, and they landed on 5 AAC 27195.
That's the specific Alaska Administrative Code covering the Sitka Sound sacro herring fishery, which says the Department of Fish and Game, quote, shall distribute the commercial harvest by fishing time and area if the department determines that it is necessary to ensure that subsistence users have a reasonable opportunity to harvest the amount of herring spawn necessary for subsistence uses, end quote. Judge Daniel Shalley made no ruling following the hour of argument, but took the matter under advisement and promised a decision soon. The court is certainly aware of the time factor, he said, given that we're in late January and this fishery, if it occurs, is in late March. Judge Shalley a year ago ruled against the Sitka tribe when it sought an injunction to require the state to revise its management strategy in the weeks prior to the 2019 sacro fishery. However, no commercial fishery opened in Sitka Sound last season due to weak markets for the relatively small fish available, the first time there had been no opener since 1977. Depending on Judge Shalley's ruling on summary judgment, the Sitka tribe's full case against the state is scheduled for trial in July. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.
For KNBA News, I'm Chirp Krause.